Hey there, friend. Welcome to It's Me, Michelle Castro, the podcast where we discuss marriage, parenting, work, and everything in between with the desire of seeking Jesus Christ first and always. You're probably running errands, waiting in the pickup line, or maybe you found a minute to sit. Just kidding, probably not. Either way, whatever you're doing, stick in your earbuds, press play, and let's get started. Hey friends, okay, let's get back to our roots for a moment. This episode is going to be about business, three reasons why your business isn't where you want it to be. And I know you're like, oh my goodness, give me the download, give me the unlock so that I can get it where I want it to be. Because I know that so many of you are like me. Maybe you are in active build mode, you are growing your business, whatever that looks like, and it's not where you want it to be. Or maybe you're just starting out and it's still just not exactly where you want it to be. And it just hit me today that while this is by no means an exhaustive list, there are three reasons I feel like your business isn't where you want it to be. So let's get started. This is kind of piggybacking on episode 240 I did a few months ago. Goodness, now I can't even remember when it was, earlier in the year. And I was talking about understanding the difference between your purpose and your calling. So really briefly, if you want the whole episode, go back to episode 240. But here's like the nuts and bolts of it. So briefly, your purpose on this earth as a believer, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ. And if you're here listening, I assume you are a believer, and so I'm going to speak to you as such. And so when I speak about our purpose on this earth, it is coming through that lens first and foremost. So our purpose on this earth as a believer is to point back to Christ, right? And to bring him glory and honor in all that we do. That is a very simplistic definition. Your calling, however, can be most simply described as like what you do. And that might look like the business that you have. You might be a wife, a mom, some combination of all of that. But keeping that in mind, we're going to talk about why your business, your calling, isn't where you want it to be. And dare I say, you could probably, you know, take this outside of a business. Maybe your relationship with Christ isn't the way that you want it to be. And that's going to be a whole other conversation, but you could try to make some sort of parallels. But today we're going to focus on your business, because I do love me some business. And I promise that we are going to talk business from time to time, but I am most passionate about your heart and getting to the heart of the matter, because you could have the most thriving business and you could be doing all the things, but if your purpose within your business is not to bring honor and glory to the Lord fully and completely, then really that business is for naught. Can the Lord work through that? 1,000%. Like, no doubt about it. But let's get into it. So here's the thing. I'm gonna rattle off these three reasons why your business isn't where you want it to be. And you might like dial in on one of these and be like, oh my goodness, that is it. And for some of you, it might be a combination of two or three of these. So it's really not a, you know, one size fits all. And again, it's not exhaustive. So there might be other things and other reasons to it as well. So number one, you have the wrong goals. Now, if you have been here since the beginning, you know I love me some goals, but maybe, just maybe, you're running towards the wrong ones. Maybe you haven't even taken those goals and dreams before the Lord to see if those are what He wants you to be running towards. Why do I say that? Because I have done that a million times. They're good goals. They make sense. Maybe it all makes sense within your family and it aligns, your husband's on board, like all of those things. But really at the end of it is they are wrong goals. And I would venture to say that there is somebody in your life who hasn't been 100% on board. Maybe, and I know that when I am running for the wrong goals, one of my like red flags is that I haven't shared these things with my husband. And sometimes I don't share all of my goals with him because it's nuanced to my business and maybe he, you know, isn't familiar with that verbiage or whatever. But if I haven't shared some of those big goals with him, to me, it is kind of a red flag that maybe there's something that's just askew. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong or it's unbiblical or it's not honoring the Lord. It just means that there's something askew that is just not sitting right with me. So you got to notice those red flags, notice those little warning signs that maybe you have the wrong goals and maybe those people who are around you that are like, no, Julie, like that's great. Those are good goals, but I just feel like maybe you need to, you know, dial in on this or have you looked at that? So who are you sharing your goals with too? Because we do want iron sharpening iron, right? We want those women around us who are sharpening us and mentoring us and really in showing us, fine-tuning things where we need to be, making sure that we're on the right course. And again, wrong goals doesn't necessarily mean it's all the way on the other side and totally, you know, you're totally going the wrong way. Not at all. They could be honoring to the Lord, but not exactly what he wants you to be doing right now. Just because they're somebody else's goals and maybe you're in a similar field or business or whatever, maybe those just are not the right goals for you. Number two, you're listening to the wrong people. Therefore, you're probably implementing the wrong strategy, which is probably leading you to the wrong goals. Oh my goodness, see how those all work together. You could be working with the most amazing coach. He or she has big plans and vision, but it's just not right for you. I had this situation, I think it was earlier in the year or end of last year, a woman that I love her business model, I love what she's doing, and the people who are working with her are seeing amazing changes and growth within their business. But what it came down for me is it was just not the right strategy or the right fit for me. Again, she's amazing. She loves the Lord. She's really filtering everything through what God wants for her business, for your business. And again, caveat, you don't only have to work with Christian coaches. I do find value in that because they are like-minded, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that is a wrong coach to work with, right? So maybe you're just listening to the wrong people. And when we listen to the wrong people, maybe I'm the wrong person for you. And if so, unsubscribe, stop following, because I don't want to be in your head leading you in a direction that the Lord doesn't want for you, helping you and encouraging you to implement strategy that he's like, nope, this is not right for you right now. So who are you listening to? What are the voices that maybe it's good information and it's working for somebody else, but it's just not right for you? Okay, number three, the last one. You haven't given it enough time. Friend, it takes time. I always like to equate everything to health and wellness, right? So just because somebody saw results, you know, in 2 days, 3 days, you know, a week, 3 weeks, 3 months, a year, does not mean that you're going to get the same results, right? So if we're following the same food plan and health plan and exercise and everything, you and I are going to see results differently, right? Because our body composition is different. What we're doing is different. Our ages might be different, the way that we're, maybe you are showing up 5 days a week and I'm showing up three and I'm like, you know, 70-30 on my food and you're 90-10 on your food. Obviously, our results are going to be very different and the time in which we're going to see those results, it's going to be very different. So have you given it enough time? And if you have, then there's an answer. You've implemented all of these things that should be producing the results, but it's not. So now you need to go back and go, okay, why? What's the problem? Where is the disconnect here? Like, what do I need to go back? And for some of you, that's going all the way back to the beginning. And for others of you, it's finding out where that disconnect is. Maybe it was you got off course a little bit. Your messaging isn't as clear. Maybe it's your sales page. Maybe, I don't know, you know, it could be a myriad of different places. Maybe it's your content. I was just working with a client yesterday. We were looking through all of her her Instagram, and she was just like, it's just not working. And it was very clear that what she was trying to convey and what was happening were very, very different. So obviously, if you're listening, she has a podcast as well. And so if you were listening to her podcast and then you went to her Instagram, like there was just a disconnect. So, you know, implementing the wrong things that could be as a result of listening to the wrong coach. It could be, you know, just putting the wrong content out there, which in her case, that's what it is. So then you want to try that again. So, and each time you pivot or you restart or start all over, it's going to take time. It starts you back kind of at, you know, starting that time clock again. It takes time. So three really quick reasons why your business is probably not where you want it to be. You have the wrong goals. Maybe you're not aggressive enough, or maybe you are too aggressive. Consider your family situation. Like, are you at a place where you can have those super aggressive goals? You know, my kids are a little bit older. What I can do with my time is different than what you can. Although, funny enough, the Lord has really removed everything off my plate, right? So you would think that I don't have the toddlers. I can kind of go and go 1,000% all in. And the Lord has asked me really to step back from a lot of those things. Number two, you're listening to the wrong people. Who are you listening to? Go back and look at the podcasts that you're listening to, especially the business podcasts. Do you have a coach that you're working with? I know if you're working with a coach, you've probably plunked down a lot of money. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that is a right fit for you. And maybe I've worked with coaches and in the midst of it, it all made sense. And as I got out of it and I started like implementing things, you know, and putting it to work, I realized that, yeah, globally that kind of works. That works for the masses. But actually in my situation, it doesn't. And it could be little nuances. It could be, you know, whatever. So you're going to have to figure that out. Look through that. Get another set of eyes on what you're doing, or a few sets of eyes on what you're doing. And number three, you likely haven't given it enough time. And if you have, now you need to go back and figure out where that disconnect happened. Was everything plugging along and then there was like a halt? Okay, what happened at that halt? Has it never been plugging along? Okay, then friend, you probably are doing the wrong thing. Maybe it's the wrong offer, the wrong, you know, program. Are you coaching? You know, look back at that very beginning. And if you haven't given it enough time, okay, give it some time. It might take 3, 6, 9 months for you to see that result. So, as always, though, bathe what you're doing in prayer. Our Lord, He cares about everything that we do. Do you remember when I talked about in Nehemiah, it was just the last episode, 292, where Nehemiah is going through and he's reminding the Israelites that their clothes never wore out and their feet never swelled. Swelled, whatever. They never got swollen. God cares about every detail and He's looking at all of that. So make sure you're taking all of these things to the Lord. He cares about that. If you're going to talk to a girlfriend about that, make sure that you've talked to your Heavenly Father first and foremost. Father, I thank You so much for each woman who is listening right now. You care about our businesses. You care about their businesses far more than we do, which seems really hard because we are so invested. But Lord, I just pray that You would open her eyes right now, that You would bring iron next to her to sharpen her, to show her the ways in which maybe things are not exactly as they should be. Maybe she's listening to the wrong voices. Maybe those goals are too aggressive or not aggressive enough or not what you want for her to do. Maybe she hasn't given it enough time. Lord, open her eyes to those red flags, those little areas that need some attention. And friend, I just pray that You will humbly listen to the Lord, because I know it can be so hard. Maybe you've put down a lot of money and now it seems like, oh, that was a waste. No, the Lord does not waste any of that. And Father, just give her confidence and clarity and confirmation that she is on the track You want her to be on. And if she isn't, make that very clear. May this episode may you use this episode as a way to open her eyes to some of those areas in which maybe she's just gotten off course. Yeah, those goals are great, but they're really best for somebody else. They're not, they shouldn't be her goals. Or maybe she's listening to the wrong people. Lord, just make that very clear to her. Because I know that she wants to honor you in what she's doing. Give her confidence and clarity. And in your son's name, amen. Thank you, friend. And I will see you next week. Really quick, before you go, would you take a second to subscribe to the podcast? Wherever you are listening right now, go find out how you can subscribe. That way you're not going to miss a single episode. And secondly, if you like what you're hearing, would you leave me a review? A 5-star review on Apple Podcasts would mean so much to me. Thanks again, and I'll see you next week.